This is the Board of Adjustment meeting on October the 13th, 2011. Can we have a roll call?
Falk?
Here.
Howe? Johnson?
Here.
Felk?
Here.
Hollinger?
Here.
Item two on our agenda, and if the people in the audience didn't see them, there's agendas on the podium in the back. So if you want to pick one of those up, you could follow the meeting along. Item two, though, is a revert of board procedures. This is the Board of Adjustment. We're a five-member board. We're appointed by the mayor, and it's our responsibility to interpret the city's zoning ordinances as they apply to special uses and variances. We have public hearings, such as we're having right now, once a month. Applications are submitted to the city. The city staff, in turn, sends each one of the members a packet, and it's our responsibility as a board to go out and look at the sites in question, coming prepared to the public hearing to make a final decision. We allow applicants, and we also allow objectors to speak, and if you would like to do so, I'd ask that you go to the podium in the back where we have the cameras and the proper recording equipment. So with that in mind, we'll go ahead and get started. Item three, the board to review and approve the minutes of the meetings of September 8th and September 14th of this year.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion to approve them. It's been seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion's carried to approve the minutes of September 8th and September 14th. Item four, the board to hold a public hearing on the following items. Our first case is case 11-062. This is at 510 Mississippi Boulevard in R1 District, a request for a variance to reduce the required rear yard setback from 40 feet to 23 feet to allow for construction of a deck, submitted by Raymond Van Severen Jr. Do we have an affidavit of publication?
Yes, we do, Mr. Chairman.
And you have a staff report, John.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This site is located north of Mississippi Boulevard in one of the original portions of the city, which is located between 4th and 6th Street, and it's highlighted before you in the graphic in yellow. The applicant currently has a deck and would like to replace the deck with the structure being shown in red. The existing deck is outlined in blue in the graphic being displayed, and the requested deck is outlined in red and is the approximation of its size and its location to the structure. As you can see from this, the request would be to reduce the rear yard setback to 23 feet. Often we speak about the intent of setback requirements when we review these cases. That is, of course, to provide proper separation between structures of adjacent neighboring properties. In this particular case, the nearest residence, if approved, would be approximately 135 feet away from the requested deck. Also, the intent of setbacks, of course, is proper buffering, and in this particular case, you can see a very large line of buffering of evergreen trees that are separating the two involved properties as well. The reason for this request is because we're discussing an R1 district. Mississippi Boulevard, for a large part, provides the demarcation line in this section of the city between the R2 with the smaller lots below and the R1, the larger lots above. And it seems to be a fairly logical place for that line to be drawn. As you can see, we have very large lots up in this area here, which is much more in tune to what the R1 district envisions, and the smaller lots to the south, which is indicative of the R2 design of the lots. You do see a few of these lots that are much smaller than most of these other ones up in this area, the three being in this area here, and of course the middle one of those three is the one we are discussing this evening, and of course the ones right along 6th Street, and of course those of you who have been on the board for some time know that you've visited several requests in that area as well. where that demarcation line was drawn, as I say, it appears to be logical, but there are a few lots in that area that aren't as typical of some of the other R1s in this area. The original plat, which dates back decades in this area, envisioned a roadway behind these lots. Most likely it would have been what we consider in the older sections of town an alleyway. It was only 15 feet wide. That has long since been abandoned, and the city never had any plans to put any type of a roadway back there or alley, and has no plans in the future to do. Typically, when the city vacates right away, it is offered equally to the adjoining property's owners. In this case, it would be 7.5 feet to the people to the north, 7.5 feet to the people to the south. Only one of the lots, as you can see, received that 7.5 feet to the south. All the rest of it went to the north. I don't know what the answer is, how that all came about. Again, that was decades ago when this all happened. It's just an observation that we noticed when we were researching the plat with this request. Had that vacation happened as it normally does, the request would only have been for a 10-foot variance rather than this 17-foot variance, and would have been much closer to something that doesn't seem large of a request before you this evening. So I believe that kind of summarizes the issues that we uncovered as we were researching this issue. We certainly feel that the topography of this area, the buffering, and the separation between lots, the intent of the separation would be met if this is approved. The reason for the request for this much larger deck is that most of this area drains down into the area here, so frequently this area here is very wet and unusable, so this is the reason they'd like to have the larger deck, and is the reason for the request before you. I believe that summarizes it. If you have any questions, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, John. Is the applicant here wishing to make any comments?
Yes, I am. Ray Van Severn. The property has got a rather small backyard, as you can see by this thing here. I've got quite a water problem with all the water running. I think there's probably about 30-some feet of elevation behind me there, and heavy rains. I've actually had water come in my basement window a couple times. I had advanced in irrigation out there a couple weeks ago, and they've added a tile all the way around through the backyard, but they said on heavy rains it'll still take maybe 2 or 3 days for the water to dissipate. So that's why I would like to put a deck on there. The deck I have has to be replaced. The reason for the size of the deck I've got there is we're consolidating two households, and my ex-wife, and we're going to be remarried at any rate. But at any rate, the furniture and everything that she has, she's got a deck exactly like that, and that's why the size. And we had no idea that we were going to hit a problem as far as I didn't really know what this R1 zoning was, I guess. And so the contractor, we found out when he went to get the building permit, so it kind of stopped us dead in the water. So we've been on hold, and I guess we need to see, you know, what happens tonight. I would like to be able to go ahead with it, but if the city can't allow it, I understand that. Appreciate your time.
All right, thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to speak either in behalf or in opposition?
My name is Dave Schneck, and I'm a neighbor to Ray's immediate east, and I have no objection.
You're the one that has the 7.5 feet.
That's correct. Yeah, I don't know how I lucked. I don't know how I lucked into that. I have no knowledge of how that came about.
Yeah. Okay.
But I enjoy having Ray as a neighbor, and I'm glad that his ex-wife is, and he are getting remarried. So I wish them the best of luck, and I hope they get a deck built and have a deck party so we can come over and enjoy that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Joe Keough, and I'm Ray's neighbor to the, I guess it would be the west. I'm the one who didn't get the 7.5 feet, but I'm not in a funk over that since it occurred before I owned the property and whatever. But in any event, I do not have some of the drainage problems that from the above property that Ray deals with, and I enthusiastically support his application and hope that you will approve it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Not? Does the board have any questions?
I have one question. As I look at that, the beautiful row of trees that buffers the neighbor up the hill, and both Africa buffers both of you. In the plan, in this plan, in the construction of this plan, does it require the removal of any of those trees?
Oh no, those trees are.
Okay. It doesn't interfere with the buffer that's there at all. Okay.
That original whole plat was part of the Henry C. Werzer home, which is at the top of the hill. And then when Alan Swearingen bought that, the doctor, he sold that parcel down there to be developed. So I'd make a motion to approve case number 11-062 at 510 Mississippi Boulevard.
All right, we have a motion to approve it. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and it has been seconded. Is there any further discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Same sign. The motion's carried to approve case 11-062. Good luck. I suppose we're not invited to the deck party. Oh, okay. Thank you
very much.
Thank you. Phil. Moving on to case, this is B, case 11-063. Is the applicant here? I understand there's been some.
The applicant contacted me prior to the meeting and asked if staff would make the request to the board to have the matter tabled until such time staff could verify the actual side yard that would be observed. So
okay.
They are making the request to have it tabled.
Understand. It looked like there was a little more room there.
I believe there would be.
Yeah. Okay. We'll table case 11-063 until the staff has had the opportunity to go out and verify what those measurements really are. Moving on then to C, this is case 11-064. This is 6304 Ocean Boulevard. This is an R2 district, a request for a variance to allow a 6-foot high fence in a required front yard submitted by Josh and Christy Jacobs. Do we have an affidavit of publication?
Yes, we do.
And you have a staff report.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. The site is located, it's accessed by going north on Devil's Glen Road to Forest Grove Road into the development down here on Ocean Boulevard. To put this in perspective, this is where the new Hopewell Elementary School has opened. The applicant would like to place a 6-foot high fence around the rear and partially the side of their house. However, that side, because we have a corner lot here, is also considered a front yard by code. Code states that corner lots have 2 front yards. The applicant would like to bring the 6-foot high fence out approximately 13 feet from the south side and going south of the house and then proceeding around the rest of the property in an area where the 6-foot high fence is allowed. So what we're discussing here is only this section of the requested fence would be in a required setback. All the rest of the requested fence is allowed by code. The board has been receptive to 6-foot high fences in these types of situations with some requirements to that receptiveness, and that being you'd like to see, number one, of course, the fence have no intrusion into the 35-foot vision triangle at intersecting streets. 35-foot vision triangle would approximately be in this area here and is not at all involved in this case at all. Most recently, the approvals you have given have been out on Adele Lane, Field Psych Road, and Charter Oaks Roads, and in all of those particular approvals and circumstances, you have made those approvals with those fences having varying between a 10 and 15 foot setback from the involved yard line. In this particular case, the fence is going to be held back 17 feet from the involved front yard line. Last month, of course, the contentious case that we had that you went out to the site for a revisit was on Rolling Hills Drive, and again, as long as it did not venture into the 35-foot vision triangle and that fence was held back in that particular case at least 10 feet, the board did approve that one as well. So the request before you is at the level that you have approved on other cases, and I believe it is consistent with those other prior approvals. I believe that summarizes the case before you. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is the applicant wishing to make any comments?
Thank you for your time. My name is Josh Jacobs. The main reason that we were asking for the additional 13 feet off from the side of the house is to have the added space in the rear, in the backyard. As well, we have a 2-year-old daughter and a lab dog that we want to keep safe. We've got a sliding glass door from that deck. It's a level lot, and we have a rear service door from the garage, so a little increased security to the home with it being on a corner lot as well. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to make any comments, either in favor or opposition? Thank you, Josh. Board have any questions?
There are several other 6-foot fences in the neighborhood, but they all comply, so it wouldn't be out of line, in my opinion.
Okay.
What about a 6-foot fence in a, if this is a front yard, is it code now that you can have a 6-foot fence?
We just recently, perhaps a year ago now, made an ordinance change. Previously, in front yards, all you could have are 3-foot high fences. We found out that that's a very difficult thing to even find nowadays, is a 3-foot high fence, and it was brought to staff's attention that if you put a 3-foot high fence next to a public sidewalk in a front yard, maybe you've actually established a tripping hazard. So the code was amended to allow for the first portion of the front yard a 4-foot high fence. So there has not been an ordinance amendment regarding the 6-foot high fence. Those requests are still required to come before you so that you may review those requests and see if there's any issues prior to approval being given to them.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve case number 11064 at 6304 Ocean Boulevard.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second now. Is any discussion? Further discussion? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion's carried to approve case 11064. Next case, this is D, case 11-065 at 4306 State Street. This is a C3 commercial. lot. It's a request for a variance to reduce the required side yard setback from 10 feet to 5 feet to allow for construction of a building for an auto repair business submitted by Greg Poley. We have an affidavit of publication.
Yes, we do.
You have a staff report.
The site is located north of State Street in the area of Weindrick Road, and it is outlined on the graphic before you in yellow. The applicant would like to build a new building and relocate his auto repair business to this site. And due to the pie-shaped configuration of this lot, in order to place the building properly, the front southwest corner of the structure would be within 5 feet of the side yard line. The C3 district is interesting in that you are not required to have a side yard, but if you do provide a side yard, you shall provide a 10-foot side yard. So if he wanted to move the building directly onto the building line, he could do so without a variance, but because he's actually setting it back a ways off of that line, he now needs a variance. In this particular site, I'll go back, you have Duck Creek flowing through the area here. You have the Duck Creek Recreational Trail on his side of the creek in that area. Therefore, between his property and the next neighboring property, once you have all of those things figured into it, it will be at least 80 feet away. Making this building go another 5 feet to the east, it would really be providing no other additional buffering or separation between properties at all. But it is a requirement, and therefore he is coming before the board to ask for a variance to allow it to be within 5 feet of the side yard line. I believe that the gentleman is being relocated because of the bridge structure, the I-74 project, and was told that this is moving forward much faster than they thought, and therefore this came before us rather quickly. He had difficulty getting this building put on the lot in a way that he didn't have to come before you and ask for a variance. I believe that summarizes the issue. If you have any questions, otherwise, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, John. Is the applicant here wishing to make any comments? It appears that the applicant and no one, well, maybe I should ask, is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition or in favor? Evidently not. So it's up to us, board. Anybody have any questions?
I have a question. Do we have any idea approximately how far it is from the lot line where the red arrow is at that point to the actual pavement that is the recreational trail? Do we have any, you know, does the pavement come right up to the lot line? I guess I'm trying to figure out how close to the building the pavement will be there.
Best estimate's going to be an additional 5 foot.
Yeah,
Fox, I think probably fair. 10 foot okay. away from mm-hmm. the paving of the bike path.
Sure.
So not really like an arm swing away.
No.
No.
Okay.
Good.
Good point.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with this. I'll make a motion to approve case number 11065 at 4306 State Street.
Okay, we have a motion to approve it. Do we have a second?
Second.
Dave seconded. Is there any further discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Motion's carried to approve case 11065. Our last case, E, this is case 11-066 at 3243 Beartooth Court. This is an I-2 district, a repeal of the zoning administrator's decision to prohibit a fitness center in an I-2 general industrial district, submitted by Dennis and Teresa Achenbaugh. Do we have an affidavit of publication?
Yes, we do.
And you have a staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located in the Beartooth Court industrial area, north of State Street, and is in the area being pointed out by the arrow on the display before you. The applicant has indicated that he has a client that would like to locate a weightlifting, exercise, personal training type business in one of the slots that is this multi-tenant structure on that lot. As specified, and I'm not going to go through every one of the enumerated uses or special uses, as specified in the report to you and in the code, there is nothing in the permitted or special uses that would indicate that use is allowed. The code actually specifies the word fitness center, and of course it is staff's responsibility and to categorize what the request most closely resembles, and fitness center is the obvious one that stands out to staff. Fitness center is specifically mentioned in multiple commercial districts, and it shows up in the allowed uses in those particular districts. It is not specified either in the permitted uses or special uses in the I districts, and therefore staff has to assume that it was purposefully left out of those uses.
Because of intensity, do you think?
That's an interesting point, and I should say you're just hearing staff's point of view at this
sure.
time, and the client is, the applicant is here, and he'd like to tell you their side, and you should listen to both sides. I think that's one of his points. Some of these special uses in there have a higher intensity, and he's pointing that out to us, and that's true. I think some of the things he's pointed out to us does have a higher intensity. You can have a daycare center there. You could have a hospital there. So no, I don't think we can say it was intensity. All I can tell you is that it's not there. And from staff standpoint, we didn't feel it was appropriate for us to say that that was allowed. Should you decide that this is going to be allowed, then there's also the issue of parking in the area that we would point out to you. I believe he states in his application there would be no more than 8 customers at any one time and that they have 12 parking spaces available. This is a terrible graphic before you. This is a 24 by 36 inch site plan that I have had to shrink down into your packets here, so it's very hard to read, but the site plan for all of the units here states that there are 9 spaces. So I think the board might want to get a comfort level if this is something that you would like to approve, how many spaces and how those are going to be provided and where they would be provided. I believe that summarizes it. It's certainly not staff's position that we are either for the request or against the request. It's simply at a staff level, there was nothing that we could point to that's in the permitted uses or in the special uses. There is a comparison you could make from the intensity standpoint in some of those special uses, but if you'll notice in the special uses, it says similar and compatible to the permitted uses, not necessarily similar and compatible to the other special uses. But as the applicant, I think, will point out to you, and I think the discussion you already started with one of your questions is, there does seem to be a discrepancy in intensity of what is and what isn't allowed there. And I think that's the point they'd like to make to you.
And if I can say, Mr. Chairman, I think anybody that's been on the zoning board for a long time knows that I'm very, very conservative in making these decisions. I don't like to venture too far in what's considered a compatible or a similar type use. So several of these cases have come to you before.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Is that it, John?
Yes, sir.
All right. Is the applicant here and wishing to speak?
I'm Dennis Achenbaum, the owner of the building on Beartooth Court, and have with me the prospective business owner of the weightlifting as well. His name is Grant. I guess we've already covered the intensity issue, and I brought that in my letter, and I guess I could reemphasize it also, that it permits hospitals, motels, hotels, preschools, daycare centers, which have many tens of hundreds of more people in an industrial area than the business we're proposing, which will have roughly 8 people at a time, plus the trainer and maybe an assistant. That's part. And I have another, I'd like to address the parking. Can you project photos?
Yeah, I got it.
The entire building we're talking about is 140 feet long. And on the end of that building, you can tell from the other site plan, there's another 20 feet beyond that. So essentially we've got a parking area if parked perpendicular to the curb, as is the black car down by the conifer, the pine tree there. You've got 145 feet plus another 20 feet on the end of that. So 165 feet of available parking. Divide that by whatever number you want, 9.5 or 10 feet, you've got at least 16 parking spaces from the end of that truck all the way down to the end. On the very end, you see a white truck. On the end of our building, we've got a 20 by 50 feet foot section, of which the owner or proprietor of that business, which is Eurotech, he's got 2 big trucks, the generator and a trailer park there. So that's another 4 parking spaces. And the other photo will show we have 2 parking spaces up towards the other end of the building, which we park. My business takes 3 parking spots. Occasionally we have a part-time, so maybe 4. Eurotech on the other end, he's there by himself every day, except maybe once a month when his 2 people are out in the field doing their thing. They it's a mud jacking business, and they cover 27 states. He has 2 people, so at most we need 6 parking spaces for the businesses on the end of the building. There's a total of 22, 23 spaces, so we have at least 16 other parking spaces. So my letter was an error by a factor of about 4 parking spaces, and the original site plan, which had parking up next to the building instead of next to the curb, is also an error. So parking spaces are more than abundant there to take what we can. Plus, we've talked to John Freiberger, who is the building. Can you add the picture back in, please? John Freiberger is the owner of the building with the door open there. He said if we have overflow parking, we're free to use his lot as well. So parking is not the issue. Really, the issue is it's not listed as an authorized special use business in an I-2 zone. And that seems to be the only hang up that I can see. And I don't know why it's not listed. If you'd like to learn more about the business itself, I have Grant here that can explain what he actually does. It's different than a typical fitness center like going to the Y. It's considerably different.
Intense weight training, I assume, huh?
It's only by... Okay, I'll let him speak and explain it, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Grant McCauley, and I've been working in strength and conditioning, health and fitness for over 10 years, and my business is, I wouldn't consider it a fitness center. It's more of a personalized training studio or facility. So you can't just come and go any time of the day. I manage every one of my clients on a personal level. Most of the day, I have 2 to 3 clients working on consultation type work, either one-on-one doing training or just sit-down consultation work on nutrition, laying out training protocols. Then my busiest times, like we've stated, the max I'll allow in the facility is 8 people. That's all I can really manage in a group setting. And those times really are early morning and late evening. The level of instruction and management that I maintain in the facility is really high. People really can't do random activities, so I lay out all their protocols and manage them down to the exercise itself, the sets and reps and rest periods. And so it's a new idea. I think that in the future there will be many of these, and I do have plans to do more studios in the Quad Cities. The name of the business is QC Barbell Training and Nutritional Consultations. So if you guys have any questions about it, I'd be happy to answer any about the business. So thank you.
Okay. I guess a fitness center is as close as you can get to a weightlifting center, I guess.
What you'll see in other cities or markets, I lived in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Greensboro, North Carolina, and you do see a lot of personal training studios. That's kind of where I got the idea for this, and that's kind of the term that you would see, I guess, if you looked at other cities. The closest thing we have in the Quad Cities would be like Acceleration has a center by Sam's Wholesale. They just moved into that from the Life Fitness Center. I think you guys might be familiar with their operation. Quad City Sports Performance runs a similar type business out of Rock Valley Physical Therapy in Illinois. And then those would be the two. And I've thought, you know, why we don't have personal training studios in the Quad Cities, it may just be that our market's split by the river and no one is interested, like from a national franchise standpoint, to come in and do it. Also, I just feel like we're behind 10 to 15 years as far as our awareness, I guess, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. But this is not a completely new idea. I think it is for the area. Yeah, I think that if you looked at other cities, you'd see personal training studios or something like that, where you'd see similar square footage and similar, I guess, intensity. So.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Well,
anybody have any board may have any questions?
I have a question about the parking. Is it possible to stripe that lot so the parking spaces can be seen where they are? Is that something that we could consider?
It could be striped. We just haven't had a need to do so with the population we've had there, you know, to date.
And also, is the overhead door going to stay like it is, or will that be closed in somewhat? Or there's an overhead door going there. Is that going to stay part of the current facility?
Yes. I don't quite.
You're not going to remove the door for?
No.
No. Okay.
But the only modification we might make in the facility is to add a shower.
Good idea. I have a question. There obviously is a discrepancy between the number of parking places that were originally approved as part of the site plan and the number that the applicant has envisioned here. Is there a reason that staff is aware of that the reconfiguration would or would not actually satisfy your requirements?
No, not at all. The reason the site development plan, in my opinion, was developed the way it was is we looked at the square footage and told the applicant how many parking spots he needed. So as usually they need 8 parking spaces, so I just marked 8 parking spaces on there.
Okay.
I have been out to the site, and yes, that could be striped to provide, did you say, Mr. Akhtarbaev, about 16 spots?
15 to 16.
Yeah, that's that could easily be accomplished.
Well, I would say in my site visit, there was also a car parked right in the entrance. With all that space down the side, there was a car parked right in the entrance today. So, gray Lexus if you want to have it towed. But I didn't know if there were some technical requirements that disallowed that south side as parking. It's just the way that whoever the original designer was laid it out.
Yeah.
So that really is really real parking that qualifies from your perspective.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I suppose a fitness center could have been overlooked, I guess, when in the original scheme of things when they said similar and compatible, and nobody thought of a fitness center since it's not in there. I don't know why. I'd like to know if there was a reason, but obviously we'll never know.
If I could interject, sometimes hospitals have therapy slant fitness centers within the boundaries of the hospital.
Yeah, very true. Yeah.
In your opinion, is there adequate square footage, John, for this facility and this location?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So, realistically, the objections are based around technically what the plan says in terms of parking, and the fact that one potential use was omitted as a permitted use when the list of permitted uses was put together. Those are the two things we're actually, you know, evolving around here.
The parking was simply pointed out because when you, I believe the request before you is that they would like this to be interpreted as a special use and disagree with zoning administrator and staff that this is not an allowed special use. Should you choose to grant the appeal and it does become a special use, then part of that special use review by the board is to review parking. We thought we'd do it all at once if that was the route you were going to go, rather than make them come back for an additional review.
Yeah, Bill.
Just a suggestion, but I really have no problem with this, but I would be nice if we could phrase it some way that, you know, because this is a very low intensity type fitness center, you know, 8 people at a time, so we don't set a precedent. So if somebody comes in with a Life Fitness Center or Gold's Gym and wants to plop it in down there, they can come back and say, well, this is, you allowed this. So I personally don't have any issues with this, but I really don't want to open the door to where we can have a Life Fitness Center or Gold's Gym or something to that intensity level in the middle of an I-2 zoning district.
Do we have a recommendation for the kind of language that you think would be appropriate for that?
I didn't prepare anything, but you can make this site-specific and just say based on the low intensity that it be site-specific for this location. In the future, you'll look at each case on a case-by-case basis. I don't know, something
similar.
You can
even be so specific as to say limited to 8 people, 8 customers.
That would be fine with me.
But how do we control it? How does the city control that?
It's tough to do.
You don't.
You don't, no.
That's the same way we control everything, Norm. If it becomes a problem, we'll know about it because the adjoining property owners will call.
I just hate to open the door for us for the future. You know, it's because we don't know what's coming down the road for another business. But I hate to discourage any business from coming to Bettendorf either.
Well, at the point where a fitness center, as we would describe it, you know, the YMCA or the Life Fitness Center at such a point as they might be interested in something in an I-2 district, they would then have to come before the board, would they not?
Yeah.
So we would be able to address that then. Could we call this something to the effect of a personal training facility?
Yeah, personal training studio, I think is what he wanted to call it, right?
We'll call it whatever your motion is.
I am just.
That sounds good.
That sounds real good.
Mm-hmm. Personal training studio. A personal fitness training, I guess.
Ah, yes.
I like to leave the word fitness out, I think. to avoid future ambiguity.
What's a personal training facility?
Personal training.
not a big deal. We haven't had an official motion, so.
Go ahead.
I think we're doing some writing over there.
You don't like it being a fitness training facility, huh?
Personal training, maybe that would.
Well, but that could come under the purview of counseling.
Sure. Well. Health training.
That's true too.
We would accept any help the applicant could give us. We'd like to, I guess, like the point that we're trying to make here is we're trying to be as specific as we can to your application without creating an open door to flood some uses that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, I like to say personalized strength and power training facility. I think that if you do personal training, that's what has typically been recognized for probably 10 to 15 years in the industry, but I think that's changing. And you're right, it's like personal training, it could be anything. Right, so if you go personalized strength training facility, or studio, personalized strength training facility, I kind of like that. Personalized strength training.
Studio sounds more smaller.
Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Facility is big.
Studio.
Small.
Yeah. So personalized strength training studio?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. That sounds like it has a lot of limits on it.
Mm-hmm. That's the way I'm selling it now, because it's one-on-one is kind of over in our current economic conditions. So, you know, you got to have a friend. I can't afford to do it one-on-one. So that's just kind of that's my secret. Don't tell anyone. It's personalized, but it's not one-on-one. So, because that's over.
So as part of this motion, do we need to include the parking issue in there as well? Or,
in my opinion,
that even need a variance?
In my opinion, they exceed the minimum parking requirements, so I don't know that that needs to be a part.
Yeah.
If they were at less than the required, I think we'd have to make that part of the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Your first one.
I will be willing to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 11-066 at 3243 Beartooth Court to allow a personalized strength training studio with low intensity use.
Sounds good.
Very good.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion is carried to approve case 11066. Thanks everyone for coming, and I should acknowledge that Bryce Johnson is joining the Board of Adjustment. I should have done that prior to the start of the meeting, I guess, but I apologize for that. So welcome aboard, Bryce.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. You're looking at me?
Nothing further.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Hey, sounds good.
Second.
All in favor of adjourning, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. We are adjourned.
Yeah.